Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Remembering Ace and working in what we would call content at the same time, getting a little bit more in back into radio show podcast type material, but combining the two. So what we're doing is what we call on our show, we always call behind the scenes Ace Bits, and these are bits, we call them radio bits, meaning like a comedy bit or whatever. They were just all called bits, and these are things that Ace would be doing. If he picked all the bits for the show, these are the things that he would be discussing today, things that he's interested in. And I think this one, y'all can let me know if you think that he wouldn't be all into this one. But yesterday being Red Tuesday, where it was the biggest breakup day of the year, people breaking up with you just in time for Valentine's Day so they don't have to buy you a Valentine's Day gift.
Man.
He would love that.
Anything about cuffing season, you know, any of those types of dating deals.
Yeah.
He was all into that. He thought that was so fascinating.
There's a new term called snowmanning. Wait a minute.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Taught you something. Yeah. But I never even know if these things are, I always think they don't have any idea of knowing that. More people are breaking up with their significant others if they're not that into them, so they don't have to buy them a Valentine's Day gift or they don't have to be with them on Valentine's Day. I think this is a little close to Valentine's Day to be breaking it off with somebody.
Yeah. 2 days before Valentine's Day. Seems rough.
And I also don't see the big deal. Like we were talking about the other day, if you're not even dating somebody for a long time, you just started dating somebody and it happened to have started close to Valentine's Day and you go on a date on Valentine's Day, who cares?
It
doesn't
totally
mean that
agree.
You're getting married.
Totally.
You know, big deal.
First date on Valentine's Day, don't care. None of that.
Mm-mm. No. Lindsay, what did you and Kyle, excuse me, even though y'all aren't big romantics and all of that stuff and you're old and married now and got two ankle biters. Does he spend a lot of money on Valentine's Day gifts? Does he buy you something expensive? Do y'all exchange expensive gifts?
Yeah, I wouldn't say super expensive, but he definitely gets me something every year. It just depends on what it is.
Yeah. Jody doesn't want anything. We never do Valentine's Day stuff.
You do a little bit. You do heart-shaped pancakes for the
right,
family.
Right, but I mean going buying gifts and things of that nature.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know, you remember that girlfriend Riggins had that worked at the radio station when you were with us before, Lindsay? You remember how expensive their gifts to each other used to be? It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
I think that was more her, obviously, her wanting that, right?
I mean, that's not my natural, I don't naturally go there. But yeah, she was going to buy me a lot, so I figured I had to do the same thing.
Well, and she always made me feel so less of, because when I'd ask her what she's getting you, she would just, I mean, it equaled $1,000. I'm like, oh my
Xbox,
God, we got that kind of money.
We're Xbox, iPad mini, like the first generation iPad mini.
She got him a whole wardrobe one. Like she went crazy, which meant I had to go crazy and I didn't know what I was doing.
And then there you are complaining just because she wants a whole bottle of wine at a restaurant.
I remember that.
Spend it all in Valentine's Day.
It's a lot cheaper if you just, in the long run, buy it, because we're going to drink a whole bottle anyway.
We just buy the bottle. Oh, do we?
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
When you subscribe to the show, you get all of our shows right when you open up your podcast apps, YouTube app, or social media. Learn more at tjriggins.com/subscribe.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
We're continuing our memories of Ace. And, you know, since the tragedy of his death, we're trying to, you know, we're always going to try to do something positive, take something and try to do a positive thing with it. And a lot of people have asked if they can, where they can donate to charities in his name and all of that stuff. We have a charity that's named after his daughter who was killed in a car accident. And you can donate there. It's called Peyton's Promise, and he would love that. Just go to peytonspromise.org or go to, and it's PAYTON. Or just tjriggins.com and then click on that Ace Memories banner at the top, and then you can do it there, make a donation, and or any other charity that you seem that you think is worthy, and it would be so awesome of you. So we were just talking in the break, and today we're featuring Ace Bits. You know why?
Why?
Because Ace would have wanted it that way. Yeah. Ace would have wanted it that way. And Riggins asked Rob what he's doing for Valentine's Day. Now, Lindsay broadcasts from her closet when she's at home. Rob is just in the closet when he's at his house. So Rob's in the closet today. And he said something, and then just like Ace would do, we started going, stop, shut up, wait till we go back on the air.
Yeah.
So what are you doing, Rob, for Valentine's Day?
It hasn't been called this, but it's like an anti-Valentine's Day get together with me and two of my friends. So the
two other girls
in the group.
Two other girls? Huh? Is it two other girls?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Of course.
So me and three other friends in our D&D friend group are recently out of long-term relationships. Mine was almost 10 years. One of them was almost 10 years as well. And the other one was a marriage. So those two were just, wow. Ordering takeout and watching some shows, playing some games.
So business as usual, just on Valentine's Day, because that's what y'all do anyway.
Right.
Go to movies. Yeah,
not going to the gym either. That
well, day. And right, okay. Someone's called it anti-Valentine, because you wouldn't have just, made that up. Like, somebody, is this what you're calling this?
No, I've nobody has called it that. That's just what I've...
Oh, you just right. made that up? Okay. Don't tell anybody that.
Okay.
Wait, I think you just did, though.
Yeah,
I just told whoever listened to this show that. Yeah, so why? Why? Okay.
But don't tell anybody face to face. I think is what she's saying.
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant.
Just don't say it in front of like people in person
or anyone you might be interested in. You know.
Okay.
Oh, you mean like a future girl, like a potential girlfriend? If she hears that he'd celebrated like an anti-Valentine's Day thing.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine Kyle be like, yeah, me and my bros, we got together. We had an anti-Valentine's Day party. Yeah.
Or better if he got together with his women friends and did it. Well, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a red flag, do you think? Attending an anti-Valentine's Day party?
It's odd for, someone probably our age, but I don't know. If it's business as usual, y'all are just hanging out.
You know what, though, Lynn? I think he said that it's anti-Valentine's Day because it's actually a Galentine's Day thing. Mm. And he couldn't say that because
wasn't calling it that for sure.
I know. That's what I mean. So it's what it is. Yeah. It's you and two girls getting together to celebrate women.
Watch That's some shows.
True. Yeah, watch some shows. Play some.
Get some apps.
Just a little, little retro fashion plates game. Paper dolls,
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So the remembering ace continues. And listen, we're just getting settled in with this. I mean, it was obviously devastating news that we got last week, and just kind of getting back in the swing of things and taking it slowly and figuring out, you know, exactly the best moves to make that that we feel comfortable with in doing these types of things. But we are going to be doing a lot of things to continue ACE being a part of the future with us and you. So we'll be obviously giving you information about those types of things as we go along. But last night I got a text, and I'd gotten a couple of texts from this fellow when the news broke. He was an intern on our show for a long time. I think he was our longest intern, because when his internship was over, he just said, "Man, I mean, I love this so much. I don't even have to get paid or have, you know, my intern hours or anything. I just want to come hang out every morning, be part of the show." And everybody loved him. And his name, we called him Hoss.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so intern Hoss lives in Atlanta now, and he's got kids, and he is a teacher and a coach in the school system. And he sent me some old pictures. One time he went with us to New Orleans to one of the morning show conferences that we used to go to all the time. And this was right before Hurricane Katrina hit. I mean, like a week before. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we are New Orleansing it up. I mean, it's just having a ball. So there are a couple of those, and they're funny. But then he included the absolute funniest picture of ACE in the history of the world.
Oh my gosh.
What?
And it was, we were in the Bahamas, I think it was, for one of those listener trips that we used to do. And some of the listeners had talked ACE into playing Flip Cup with him. Oh. And you know, back then we used to pick on him. He could drink two beers and then just be loopy, yeah. You know? Well, he was, I mean, drunk.
Yeah.
And Hoss, he was sitting on this little couch thing in the lobby, and then Hoss said, "Ace, take a picture with me." And so he bent down. Ace was on the thing, sitting down, and Hoss crouched down behind him. Well, right before the picture was taken, Ace is posing. He's chucking the deuce. Hoss stands up, unbeknownst to Ace, and turns, pulls his pants down, and puts his bare butt right on Ace's face. And Ace is so out of it, he thinks that it's Hoss's head, and they're touching heads. And it is so funny. We laughed about it so much then, and there's got to be a way we can post this, and but put one of the little hearts or something like Brittany does when she's blocking hers. But am I exaggerating, Riggins? Is that not the funniest thing? Look at Ace.
I couldn't even see Ace because the butt was.
Disgusting. I need that texted to me stat.
I can't show it on the camera because YouTube would probably flag it, wouldn't they?
For nudity or something.
Yeah. But he thinks my boy's right behind me. We've got our heads together. He's chucking the deuce like, yeah. No. And he has no idea that that's somebody's bare butt right there on him.
That's great.
So we'll doctor it up and let you know when it's posted. You can go see it.
Yeah, we'll have to do some work on that.
Oh, my God.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
Remembering ACE continues. And some of the stuff that we're laughing about, that we're remembering and stories we're telling and all, it wouldn't be as funny if ACE hadn't have found them to be so funny. Like that picture we were just talking about where our intern tricked him and his name's Hoss. Hoss put Hoss's butt right in Ace's face, his bare butt, when they were taking a picture. And Ace didn't know it until the picture was taken. He laughed at that more than anybody else. I mean, and you posted a picture the other day, Riggins, of him with just mouth wide open laughing, a huge laugh. And that's the, you know, when we say that he laughed at himself, that's how hard he laughed at himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't just a, all right, okay. I mean, just full on laughing harder at himself than anybody else was laughing. So
I was always so envious of him. He never got jealous. I mean, jealous. He never got embarrassed about anything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hardly. I mean, you know, he laughed at himself and laughed at, I love that, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, he's just like Riggins and me when it comes to that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what do you mean by that? Oh, we'll get you. Yeah. We'll get you. But one of the, we're doing things that, talking about things today that Ace would have been interested in. They're called Ace Bits. And believe it or not, you remember how into the Westminster dog show thing he was? He used to love that.
Yeah.
Like there was a time, maybe not so much in the last few years or whatever, but he would, I mean, he was just, and he would come in just like he had been watching a football game or something, go, yeah, and then that German Shepherd, there's no way he should have been in the last, you know, the last three or whatever. You know, and they gave it to that dog that they knew they were going to give it to. And that dog was ugly.
It was, I remember being on the show and he came in one morning and said, now, did anyone watch the dog show? And we silence in the whole, we were like, what?
So that was last night. And a giant schnauzer won best in show.
Yeah. He would have been disgusted by that.
Oh yeah. Schnauzer. It's a schnauzer going to win that. But it was a good looking dog.
Was it?
I mean, solid black. I've never really paid much attention to a giant schnauzer. Do you know what it looks like? A regular schnauzer, just really big. Solid black, not gray like a lot of the schnauzers are.
Is it cute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I did notice something that you never do see, though, like the hot girls of Westminster.
No.
You never see those things on the internet. I mean, you can even see hot mugshot, you know, website stuff where hot girls get arrested. They even look hot in their mugshots, but you never see hot women of Westminster, like the dog show people.
Why is that?
I don't know. Mm. You think that would take away from the dog show itself? You think they would allow some woman in there that's really hot to be the one that's running it around the arena and all that?
They probably would let her, but all the other, you know, women or men would probably not like it.
And they need better outfits.
Think if, I don't know, Bezos's wife was running a dog around that arena the way she dresses.
Lauren Sanchez. Yeah. You know,
dressing like white trash out there.
They wouldn't be looking at the dog.
Yeah, she probably doesn't even own a pair of those sensible flats that those women wear out there.
No.
Heels only. AKA ugly.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Remembering Ace and only talking about things today that Ace would find super interesting. One of the things that was so funny about Ace is that how he would cuss out inanimate objects. I mean, and he would address them too, like his seatbelt, if it would catch when he was trying to put it on and it would pull him back, he would start cussing the seatbelt like it's a person. You sorry piece of you. And you know, like we were talking about the other day, through the critter, you piece of so I don't ever cuss at inanimate objects, but I sometimes will cuss or get mad at people that I don't even know.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, sometimes it's even when people are trying to help, you know, you're going to this person for help, like this Bobby Parrish guy that Jody and I follow, and he's got the little scanner on his app where you can scan the food item and it tells you whether it's healthy or not, or AKA Bobby approved. And I'll scan something that looks like that, you would only find it in, you know, in some sort of a commune where they eat nothing but granola and alfalfa sprouts. I'm looking at the most disgusting looking thing, but it looks, doesn't look as disgusting as the other stuff. And you scan it and it come, not Bobby approved. And I said, are you, you know,
yeah,
because there are several of those people who do that sort of thing. There, I mean, it's a big thing on social media. And there are several of them who do the same thing that have the same information that Bobby has, but they seem a little less cocky about it, I think.
That was the thing for me.
Don't you think Bobby gets a little cocky, Lindsay?
Yes, and that's why I don't like him. I mean, I do like him, but I don't like him, you know?
He's just like, why would you put that in your body? I'm not putting that in my body. He's like, yeah. Okay, well, just say whether it's good or not. We don't need the attitude.
As soon as I saw him stand at the top of the cereal aisle and he goes, look down there. It's poison. This whole aisle, poison. I was like, okay, dude.
Meanwhile, my children are eating it as we speak.
Poison.
Poison.
Or Jody will be fixing that stuff for dinner and she knows that it's terrible. And Aiden, our son, is 21. And he'll be like, and she go, well, look, this is what we're having tonight. It's organic. It's this, that, and the other. But you don't have to have, you can eat da, 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 da. And it's almost like she's saying, this is what's really good for us.
Yeah.
But you can go eat the poison.
Yeah.
If you want to.
And Aiden goes in there and looks at the, you know, the cereals and stuff that Bobby approved. And he sits there and goes, you.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Remembering Ace, only doing Ace bits, quote unquote, today. Things that Ace would find fascinating. He never just found it interesting. It's fascinating. So he was all into working out and everything, and so he would like this conversation. Jody, that's my wife. I'm sorry, Mrs. Ritchie is her new name. Mrs. Ritchie bought one of those walking pad things.
Oh, she did it. Yeah. I heard her talking about it on the podcast you guys do last week.
Yeah, and you know, you can, it's little, you just shove it under the bed and store it away and you know, whatever. Because I was thinking, well, what's the difference in that and a treadmill?
Right.
Well, I've been in and out of a lot of, you know, meeting type things since Ace's death and you know, being away in the daytime and all. So she had Boy, because it came in, and she had Boy help her get it, you know, unpacked and all that stuff. And guess where it is?
Where?
In my puffy couch room.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm. No.
You know why?
Why?
I just figured it's easy to store. We'll just put it up there. And then when I'm using it, I can just watch TV while I'm on it.
Oh.
My TV in my room, the only room I have in the house that I go. And it's also where I do my podcast and studio and all that stuff. Now it's a workout room for her to watch TV while she's on the walking pad.
So the walking pad's next to the puffy couch?
It's behind it.
It's behind it. Okay. Yeah.
So between my desk that I use for the political show and the couch.
Yeah.
Facing the TV.
That's another reason for Jody to look over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's
just
all
constant.
This is.
Constant. I went in there the other day and my desk drawers were open. I was like, what are you doing in my desk drawer? She said she was looking for something. I was looking for I put the papers to that walking pad in your desk drawer there so I'd know where they are. Okay, good.
Oh.
But she got it for us, and there's no way my big is going to be on that thing.
I know she had mentioned that it was for the both of you guys.
The reason why it's not like a treadmill, or you wouldn't call it a treadmill, is because it is the width, the thickness of a piece of construction paper.
Oh, no. I would fall off that thing.
It is right on the floor.
Yeah.
And then maybe I could do it because I'm short, but anybody taller than I am, there's no way your stride, Riggins, could stay on that thing.
It's small.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she said she was worried about falling off that thing, that she was going to have to put a handle on it.
It comes with a handle. Oh, it just folds down and, you know, all of that stuff. But the main thing is that, you know, and what Ace would be most interested in is the fact that it's in my escape room, my puffy couch room.
She just plunked that thing down.
We're going to have plants in there and ribbons all over it. And,
yeah. God.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
Remembering Ace. With Ace bits all day. Things that Ace would find interesting or that he would bring in and say, I can't wait to talk about that.
Yeah.
And why? Because Ace would have wanted it that way. I'm going to say that for everything. I've been saying it around the house. You know, Jody, you know, you need to stop griping at me about leaving the lights on because Ace would have wanted it that way.
Well, that is true.
She's like, mm-hmm. What?
A lot of people ask, you know, I bet Jody's got some great Ace stories. She knew you, you know, she knew you and Ace for about the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she's got some funny ones too.
Right. Cause I mean, I've known Ace longer than I've known her.
Yeah.
But yeah, she always talks about how affectionate he gets when he was drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got, I mean, any other time, I mean, he just talked to me just like I'm one of the guys. But, you know, if we were out somewhere and he had a few too many to drink, he's like hugging on me and kissing my head. And I love you, Jody. And I go, you must be drinking too much. Oh, I see that look. You know, she'd always say, David.
Yeah, we he got pretty affectionate sometimes when he'd have a beer.
Yeah.
All the time. He pet me one time. He was like petting my head. Like I was like a little kid. Or.
But it wasn't where he was just trying to help you cover up your tracks.
Well, that, maybe he was trying to help me out.
We talked that way.
But no, he was. He would be like, you know, especially getting close to, like, if we ever had a Christmas party or a New Year's Eve kind of anything sentimental. And he was drinking. He would be like, man, next year, we are just going to kill it. I just know next year is going to be our biggest year. I mean, he was.
Yeah.
And he was always the one on, you know, any type of a holiday, sentimental holiday or whatnot, like at Christmas or New Year's or Thanksgiving. He would send a big group text to everybody, you know, inspirational.
First thing in the morning.
Yeah.
It was like his number one thing in the morning before anybody else, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all those things. Mm-hmm.
So thankful for everybody, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Then we would start a group text without him, making fun of him.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No.
That's great.
But the fun of that was always waiting to see how long it would be before Riggins responded to it because he hates group texts so much. But that's one. When Ace would send those texts, Riggins would always respond in those group texts.
He loved doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Reagan's podcast and radio show.
So we were talking about Ace just a minute ago about how lovey-dovey, affectionate, and sentimental he would get if he'd had a few drinks, you know. We were all out together doing stuff. And Lindsay was saying how he would pet her. Like, all of a sudden, she'd just feel him like petting her head. And like, you okay, Lindsay?
Yeah.
You know. Because he was so much taller than everybody else. That's what he saw. When he looked at somebody, he usually see the top of their heads.
Yeah.
You know, my brother told me that one time when we were out somewhere. He goes, you realize Ace sees the world in a completely different way than we do.
Yeah.
Somebody that tall has a completely different view of how everything happens around them.
Sure.
So he was always, I guess that's why he was always kissing people on the head and doing all that. Because, I mean, that's what he could see. He could just bend down and kiss them on the head.
It was the closest thing to
him. Yeah. But of all the women's that we had work for us on the show, I think he bickered most with Gwen.
Yeah, probably.
Because Gwen's personality is just I'm going to say what I want. If you like it, you do. You don't, you don't. Like when we were going up an escalator one time and she was in front of him and she was wearing shorts. And about halfway up the escalator, she goes up and then turned to the side. Like she saw that Ace was behind her. And he goes, did you turn because you think I was gawking at your butt? And she goes, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. And then he was like, well, who do you trust me? Yeah. I am not looking at your butt.
He held on to that for years. He would bring it up all the time.
Right. And most people would have been like, oh, no, I was just turning so I could talk to you. I was going to say something to you. Not her. She's like, yeah, I did.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. So I did it.
I know you were looking at it.
Yeah, he was so insulted.
Because she would just be blunt with him, and then it would fly, as he'd say, it flew all over me. She said it just flew all over me. She just said, Ace, calm down.
Yeah, right.
I mean, come on, calm down.
Very matter of fact.
Uh-huh. And he didn't like that either.
No, he did. Like, he was, yeah.
Who did she think she talking to?
That was a great one.
Yeah, you never tell him to calm down.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I did. I'd say it was Gwen and then Alexis.
Yeah.
He bickered a little bit. Bickered quite a bit, and she got a kick out of it as well.
But Angie, that worked for us years and years ago when we first started in Charlotte, I would have to pull her aside sometimes and go, hey, I know it's all fun and games and everything, but you may need to give Ace a break. You know, you've been really on him a lot on the air. And I know it's because she's just like sharp wit, just boom, 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 boom. Yeah. I said, you need to like give him a rest. You know?
Yeah, take a breather.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.